Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Wednesday, 7th of August. I'm Mick Kerr. Lots to cover in the next 25 minutes, so let's get right to it. Good news from Tyson. They surpassed Wall Street expectations for third quarter revenue on Monday, indicating that demand was rebounding for its meat products, while lower grain prices reduced cost for animal feed. After sales declined last year, Tyson now starting to see some of its customers return to stores to purchase its products as higher costs of dining out push people to cook more meals at home. U.S. Meatpackers net sales up 1.6%. It continues to expect full-year revenue, though, to be flat compared to fiscal 2023. The beef segment, its largest, saw volumes up 4.5%, building on the last quarter's growth of 2.8%, driven by higher average carcass weights. Prices in that segment, the beef segment, up 1.4% also, but as it continued to grapple with limited cattle supply. All three broad-based measures of farmer sentiment improved in the July Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index up 8 points from June to 113. The index of current conditions increased 10 points to 100. The index of future expectations up 7 points to 119. Farmer sentiment improved in July despite declines in corn and soybean prices. The July survey showed that higher input costs remain the biggest concern. Also, lower crop and livestock prices. Despite concerns about farms' financial performance, the Farm Capital Investment Index up 6 points in July to 38, however, at 7 points lower than July last year. It does remain at a weak level. Senator Chuck Grassley and Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska and 20 of their bipartisan colleagues wrote a letter to Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo regarding 2,4-D imports from China and India. The officials cite the International Trade Commission's anti-dumping and countervailing investigations. The lawmakers noted the importance of maintaining producers' access to adequate 2,4-D supplies amid higher costs for inputs like fertilizers and declining farm income projections. Says given that there is only one domestic source of 2,4-D with a limited capacity to meet domestic demand, American agricultural producers have to rely on imports to supplement their management plans. The bipartisan bicameral leaders of the Congressional Agriculture Committees reiterated their support for U.S. sugar policy during the International Sweetener Symposium. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott says, "Sugar is so important. We can do without a lot of things, but the one thing we cannot do without is sugar." Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says, "Sugar is sweet, but your role in the American economy is sweeter." This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning markets.